committing sins in general causes a lack of sustenance. When a person disobeys Allah Azza wa Jal and starts committing sins frequently, then he faces various problems besides depending upon others and unemployment. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal has said in the Quran, whatever calamity befalls you, that is because of what your own hands have earned. Whatever problem you are facing in this dunya is because of what you have done yourself. Commenting on this ayat, the renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Nimuddin Warabadi, has stated that this verse implies that the adversities and the hardships that believers suffer in this world are mostly due to their own sins that they are committing. Allah Azza wa Jal makes these hardships as an expiation for the sins. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islam brothers, we should hold ourselves to account and look at ourselves. Nowadays we commit sins without even thinking about it. Nowadays sins are easy to commit. We find it so easy to commit sins and we find it so hard to do good deeds. And because we find it easy to commit sins, we get more and more into the habit of committing more and more and more sins. My dear Islamic brothers, remember this. People commit sins. People commit sins, and when you ask them, why do you do this? Why are you drinking alcohol? Why are you taking drugs? Why are you committing adultery? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Normally they'll say to you, I enjoy it. I enjoy doing this. I enjoy having a drink. I enjoy having a bit of spliff. I enjoy going out with the girls. I enjoy going to parties. I enjoy doing this. My dear Islamic brothers, remember this. Whatever sin you commit in your life, if there is pleasure, and okay, let's agree. I'll agree with you for a while. I'll agree for you a while that there is pleasure in committing that sin. Okay? I'll agree with you. There is pleasure in committing that sin. But that pleasure, after a short period of time, disappears. The pleasure of drinking, the pleasure of gambling, the pleasure of committing all sorts of things, that pleasure disappears. What stays with you forever? The sin. The sin will stay with you forever. Remember that. Now, committing good deeds, doing good deeds, hardship. People say it's hard to do good deeds. My dear Islam brothers, getting up in the morning, coming to the masjid, in the cold, in it's raining, it's -5 out there outside at the moment. Coming to the masjid when it's freezing cold. You come to the masjid and the boiler's not working. You're having to do wudu with cold water. You're shivering. You read your Salat al-Fajr, you get home, and all the way home, you're shivering. My dear Islam brothers, that shivering, that cold, that hardship, that pain, that suffering, it will disappear. After a short period of time, that hardship will disappear. What will stay with you forever? The good deed will stay with you. The good deed will stay with you forever. So my dear Islam brothers, never commit a sin for the sake of pleasure. And never leave a good deed for the sake of hardship. We need to think about this. Don't make excuses. We constantly make excuses for all the sins that we do. We have a reason. Oh, I'm doing it because of. I'm doing it because of. I'm doing it because of. My dear Islam brothers, today you might say to me, I'm doing this because of. And I might say, okay, brother. But on the day of judgment, when Allah Azza wa Jal asks you, why did you commit this sin? Because of won't work that day. Because of won't work that day. It's a sin, full stop. And it's your duty to know what is and what is not a sin. It is your duty throughout your life, whatever stage you are in your life, whether you are working, whether you are having a business, whatever you're doing in your life, it is farz upon you to find out the rulings regarding what you are doing. If you are going into a business, go to a scholar and say, this is what am I doing? Is it halal? Is it haram? The problem is we don't. Should I tell you why we don't? Because we're afraid that the scholar will say it's haram. We're afraid that when we go to him, he'll say, no, this is haram, don't do it. And you think, he says, you know what, I can make loads of money over this. If I go to the Imam Sahib, or if I go to the Mufti, you're going to say it's haram, then what am I going to do? Forget it, I won't bother going to him. You can forget it today, my dear brothers. You can't forget it on the day of judgment.